Israel has defied international pressure and sent troops into southern Lebanon for what it's calling limited raids on Hezbollah positions. The Israeli military said incursions backed by airstrikes and artillery began targeting the militant group in villages close to the border. A short time ago, an Israeli military spokesperson confirmed on social media that intense fighting with Hezbollah was taking place in southern Lebanon. The US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin has offered support to the Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant while issuing a warning to Iran of serious consequences should it directly attack Israel in response to the raids. Laura Blumfeld is a Middle East analyst based in the US.
The difference between limited raids and all-out assault is actually U.S. negotiations that have taken place over the last 48 hours. From my sources, Israel originally planned a major ground invasion, and it was only through intensive consultations with the administration that they downgraded that to be targeted and focused.
The cabinet meets at government buildings this morning to approve Budget 2025, which was finalised by the coalition leaders last night. The Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, and Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, will announce budget details in the Dáil at lunchtime. It's expected parents will be significant beneficiaries of the tax changes, new spending plans and one-off measures. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Budget 2025 contains a record €2.7 billion social protection package, including a €12 a week increase on core social welfare payments and 10 lump sum payments. For parents, there's a double child benefit in both November and December, and from January, a baby boost special one-off payment of €420 for newborns. New parents will also see a €15 weekly increase in maternity, paternity and parents' benefits. Something the coalition will not do, however, is lower the VAT rates for the hospitality sector, despite significant efforts by Enterprise Minister Peter Burke. His business package does include a €4,000 flat rate payment to retail and hospitality businesses with a rates bill of less than €30,000. The VAT threshold also goes up. The main plank of the budget's tax policy is a 1% reduction in the universal social charge between incomes of €25,000 and €75,000 and a widening of tax bans. On one-off measures, there will be two energy credits worth €125 each deducted from electricity bills before Christmas.
The government will announce the budget today amid an unprecedented surplus. Last week, the Department of Finance announced there would be excess funds of €25 billion for this year, boosted by exceptionally strong corporation tax receipts and Apple's back tax payment. Here's our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
The budget comes amid an unprecedented surplus, partly boosted by Apple's €14 billion of tax money. Part of today's announcement will include spending on infrastructure. There's expected to be an investment of €1.25 billion for the Land Development Agency for house building. €750 million will go towards the electricity grid and about €1 billion for water infrastructure. These are all areas which have been highlighted by international investors as needing capital, and particularly by multinationals who've been the biggest contributor to the massive surplus which has landed in the state's finances.
RT will provide extensive coverage of Budget 2025 across digital, radio and television. On this station, the budget speeches will be broadcast live on a special extended News at 1 with Rachel English from 12:45 p.m. The White House has said that more than 600 people are missing or unaccounted for in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Roads blocked by debris and downed communication lines have hampered search and rescue efforts. Helene, which made landfall in Florida last Thursday, began as a Category 4 hurricane and became the most powerful on record to hit Florida's Big Bend, before moving north into Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. Some 2 million people are without power as 50,000 personnel try to restore electricity across multiple states. The U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said work to restore water and power supplies was continuing.
The destruction we have seen in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia is heartbreaking. So far, more than 3,300 federal personnel are on the ground to assist with recovery efforts. They are deploying food, water, and generators.
Two Belfast journalists will attend court in London today to try and establish the extent of police and security service surveillance carried out on them. Amnesty International has said it's a crucial case for press freedom. Trevor Burney and Barry McCaffrey lodged a complaint after they were arrested in the wake of their 2018 TV documentary investigation into a loyalist massacre at a County Down pub during the Troubles. A luxury cruise ship docked in Belfast for the last 4 months finally departed the city's harbour late last night. The Odyssey, which is on a 3.5-year cruise around the world, was originally scheduled to set sail in May, but became stranded due to unexpected repair works. These passengers were excited to finally be at sea.
We're ecstatic. Absolutely amazing. I can breathe.
Belfast has been very good to me, and it's going to be a couple of weeks till we get to summer, but yeah, I definitely want to sail into warm weather, and I want to live on that ship.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Any lingering rain or drizzle in the Midlands and southeast will clear quickly this morning to leave a bright day with sunny spells, apart from the chance of an isolated light shower. Highest temperatures 13 to 16 degrees.